The show is called Live and Local. It's your performance connection. And the Castle Theater in Bloomington is the site on Thursday for its monthly local showcase of bands. And there's going to be three performers featured: the Eva Hunter Band, the Michael Walk Band, and Angelia Mendoza. And Eva Hunter is with us on today's show. Without her band, she's playing solo with us for this hour, and looking forward to hearing about her and hearing from her on for the hour here on Live and Local. I hope you'll stay with us.
Thank you.
That was a tune called Silhouettes by Joe Scott and Hannah Alkire, who together are the group called Acoustic Eidolon. And they won't be listening because they're not around here, but if they were listening, I'd have to apologize because they were on the show not long ago, at least by telephone, and told me the correct pronunciation of that, and now I've actually forgotten if it's Eidolon or Eidolon. Either way, it's spelled E-I-D-O-L-O-N. I think it might be Eidolon. In any event, that's their own composition called Silhouettes from their CD called River of Fire, Rio del Fuego, which is also the name of one of the tunes on that disc. This is Live and Local. It's your performance connection here on Illinois Public Media. I'm Kevin Kelly, and on today's show we have Eva Hunter live with us in the studio, and her band is going to be featured along with a couple of others at the Castle Theater in Bloomington on Thursday. It's their, I think, monthly local showcase. They have a lot of touring bands. Well, Eva Hunter's band is a touring band, but a lot of touring bands that come in from elsewhere who are on their shows as well. And I might mention a little bit about the theater later, or let Eva do it because she's been in there. But in any event, she's here, and welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
We've been trying to work this out for a little while.
I know we have, and I'm sorry it's taken so long.
And a product of the fact that you are a touring band, and you do. But I mean, I've seen a couple of emails go back and forth, or maybe it was on your Facebook page or something, where you talked about two gigs in one day in two different cities.
Yes, we actually played in downtown Springfield for their art festival earlier this summer. And then we came here to Champaign to play the Independent Media Center show there. So two in one day. It was fun.
I think that's the one we were trying to sort of squeeze in on.
I was trying to get here
like
beforehand,
that.
But I'd played the weekend before actually in Springfield also. And
then you got sick.
3-hour show or something, and yeah, I lost my voice and got sick, so couldn't be here. But I'm so glad that we were able to figure this one out and make it work before our Castle show coming up in Bloomington.
Yeah, so tell me about the Castle Theater. You've been there, obviously.
Yes, I have. I actually live in Bloomington, Illinois now. I'm originally from the Springfield area, but I've been living in Bloomington for probably 10 years now at least. And yes, Castle Theater is a gem for us in Bloomington. It's a big old theater that they have remodeled, redone. And they're having all kinds of national touring acts as well as regional. And as you said a minute ago, this is a local showcase that they're having. And it's focusing on some of the local, but like near regional acts as well.
Do they do that once a month?
I think it's once a month at this point. Hopefully, maybe it'll become more successful and they can do it every Thursday, maybe. We're hoping. But it's a lovely, lovely theater. And one thing that I have noticed specifically about it is that there really isn't a bad seat in the house, as visually speaking, for sure. I was in Chicago earlier this year, saw one of my favorite bands at the Vic, and I'm short, so it was a great sounding room. It's a beautiful theater, but I've struggled the whole time trying to get a spot where I could really see the stage, and you just don't really have that problem with the Castle Theater.
I saw pictures on their website of the main floor, mm-hmm. which looks like it's slightly terraced, and so they can use it for lots of different kinds of things. Is there a balcony also?
There is also a balcony, so that definitely helps as far as getting a good view. And they're also really great about setting it up per show. So if it's the kind of show where they want maybe some more tables and chairs, then they've got big round tables and all kinds of seating they'll put down front. Or if it's more of a dance type concert and they want to have the floor space available for people to stand up and dance around, then they can easily do that too. So that makes it really nice as well.
It looked like, for those who happen to live in Champaign-Urbana, just because it's my own local reference, we've got two old theaters here, one of which has been, they're both actually undergoing renovations. The Virginia Theater is the large one. They've been working on that for years now, years and years. And I know that seats like 1,500 people, something like that. And then there's the Orpheum Theater, which I'm guessing is closer to the Castle in size. I think I've heard it's about 700 seats, something like that.
Yeah, visually, I almost would say I think that Castle could seat more than 700, but I think that's what it says on their website. Or I think it says 700 plus, and that, again, might be depending on how they do the seating, whether it's a standing, standing general admission type show, or if they've got, reserved seating with the tables and chairs.
So it's a large but not humongous space.
Correct.
hence the good sight lines.
Yes.
Well, let's hear something from you. You came here to sing, so what have we got first?
I'm going to play the first track off my most recent CD. The album is called No Missing Pieces. That's the title also of this song. Sorry, I just said that completely incorrectly. The title of the CD is No Missing Pieces. The song is called Not Missing You. Maybe you can see my own
there
confusion there,
yeah, right,
even though
exactly.
I wrote both songs. This is called Not Missing You.
I'm not missing you no more. Not so broken anymore. Somehow the sunshine and I found a sense of shore. I'm more selfish than ever before. Not letting stuff into my heart, and I don't wait for you to come knock on my door. Isn't coming around no more. We felt the spark right from the start. We burned so bright, we fell apart. Once my lover, my friend, and left with nothing in the end. Afraid your song will make me weak, but love can never be too loud. It's the music that you see. Into my heart, and I don't wait for you to come knock on my door. No, I don't wait for you to come knock on my door. No, I don't wait for you anymore.
Eva Hunter live on Live and Local here on FM 90.9. The Eva Hunter Band will be at the Castle Theater in Bloomington Thursday evening on their local showcase, along with another band called the Micah Walk Band. What can you tell me about them?
The Micah Walk Band is based out of Springfield, Illinois. That's originally, as I said, where I'm from. And all of my band members are Springfield, Illinoisans. I'm the only one living in Bloomington. So we've known of the Michael Walkman for several years now, friends of ours, and really enjoy their music. It's an alt country rock band, and they play mostly original music. Micah's very well known in the Springfield area. I think he's got maybe even three different bands or something right now that he's playing in, but he's definitely an act to see.
And then Angelia Mendez?
Angelia Mendez, yes. I don't really know that much about Angelia. I've maybe heard her do one song once in Bloomington, so I can't say that much about her, other than she's got some pipes.
She's solo. She's a solo.
Yes, she'll just be playing by herself, solo acoustic.
How often do you do solo?
Quite a lot, actually. I wish I could say it was at least 50-50, because I really, 50 solo, 50 band, 50% band, but as I really, really like playing with my band. But it's sometimes just a lot easier to do solo stuff, and it's not just because of venues like coffee houses or something that don't really want the rock band experience. But with traveling, especially with fuel prices the way they are today, it's a lot easier for me to just go and do shows, especially if it's an area that I'm not very well known in, to kind of go and develop a fan base. Just makes it easier to not take the entire band with.
When you write songs, and I assume you do mostly your own songs.
Yes, correct.
Do you imagine them first as solo pieces?
Well,
Or sometimes the other way around?
No, probably most of the time. I think it starts out that way. I write on my acoustic guitar, and all of my music is acoustic based. So I think that part definitely does come first. And it just sort of kind of grows from there. Sometimes I don't really know how I want it to sound with my guys, and I kind of leave that up to them to throw some ideas out there and see what they're hearing. And usually when I hear that, I'm like, oh, yes, that's perfect. So it comes together pretty easily.
So what do? You present the song, you play it for them solo, and then say, yeah, what do you want to add to this? Or what's the process?
Basically, I have my own little recording system set up at home. And so I use it a lot actually to write songs with. And so I'll come up with a guitar idea, lay that down, and then sing over it and chop it up and add, you know, move words around until I finally feel like I've formed a good basis. And then I can just put that on disc, send it to them, give them, you know, a week or so to have a listen and see what they think. And then we all just get into a room together and see how it all comes together.
So since you said you're in Bloomington and they're over there, do they get together together and then say, okay, let's listen to Eva's latest and see what we can make of it?
I don't think that they've ever done that. Usually I go to them since they're all there. And luckily my producer is in the Springfield area as well and has a recording studio there. So we usually use his space to get together, which makes it also very convenient for recording. but yeah, they don't get together ahead of time. I think we all just get together at once and figure it out. Start playing.
So if so much happens in Springfield, what took you to Bloomington? Or shouldn't I ask? Does it have anything to do with the last song?
Oh, no. Good question, but no. I actually was offered a job, and that took me to Bloomington. I had actually gone to Illinois State University, so I'd lived in the Bloomington Normal area anyhow for 4 or 5 years while I was going to Illinois State. And then I moved back home for a year or two and then had this job offer, so went back. I've probably been here now in Bloomington for 10 years.
Mm-hmm. So I assume when you said offered a job that you took
this
job.
Well, yes, I took the job,
okay.
Yes.
Because at first it sounded like I was,
sorry.
Especially that you put a certain emotional quality in that statement that you were offered a job, I moved, and then they
took
it away.
I don't know if I was, yes, secretly putting something in that or not, but no, yeah. I took the job.
Well, I was reading one of the quotations that you sent me from various media sources and so on, and they talk about, here's somebody who says, what makes your music so addicting is the emotion with which she performs. And I have to say, I noticed that immediately in the first song because, you know, just sitting here, I'm thinking, oh, she's a mild-mannered female singer. And all of a sudden, during the song, your face transformed into... I mean, it's like you went somewhere else.
I hear that so many times. I'll have this real serious song, you know, that I'm doing on stage and definitely have those facial expressions to go with it. And then I, you know, final strum and look at the audience and smile, you know, have this complete change of attitude. So I hear that a lot. But yes, I really, I guess it's almost even become a goal to really try to have the same kind of emotion that I felt when writing the song every single time I play it, and to really be able to convey that emotion.
Is that difficult to do?
It can be. It can be. Because, you know, if you're not maybe feeling exactly the same way as you were then, you really have to kind of, you know, put yourself back there. I think I usually do a pretty good job of getting there, but, you know, it's not always easy.
So there's more than a little bit of acting that goes on in performing.
Somewhat. I mean, normally I usually felt the song, so I just, it's kind of having to go back to that feeling, whereas, you know, a lot of actors maybe are acting something they've never felt before. I would think that would have to be a lot harder. But
is that, how long ago did you write that particular song, Not Missing You? I know it's on your most recent album, so
question.
I don't know if that was a more recent song.
I would say, let's see, it was like late summer when we released that, 09. And it maybe took me a year just to record that album. So probably late 07 or
early
08.
But within the last few years anyway.
The process usually takes me a little while. I don't kick them out, kick CDs out real quick. And I can't, there was too many of them. I don't remember exactly where that one came in the creation of that album. But I had most of the songs written before we went into the studio. There was only a few that while we were in the studio, I was finishing up a couple more songs. So
I was sort of picking up on a theme that's run through a couple of shows here where we had live performers, actually one of them from Bloomington, Ed Anderson of Backyard Tire Fire.
Oh, yes.
And then I have to think who it was I was talking with next. The idea of writing a song and then letting it go for a while. And Ed was one who said that he had trouble going back to songs. I guess he puts them out rather quickly and did a fair number of CDs as well in a short period of time.
Yes, he
has. And then lets the song go. I mean, he does it obviously to a certain number of times and then just wants to do all the new stuff.
Well, I think every musician, songwriter has that, a different emotional level with songs, and mine change over time. Usually when I first write it, it's my favorite at that moment, and I want to play it a lot, and I'm really into it. And then that does, after a while, kind of wear, and you kind of just want to put it away for a little while. And some of my older stuff, you know, I haven't played it in a long time, and I definitely got to a point where I was needing to move on from those songs. And then when I do go back and visit them again, it's like, oh, wow, sometimes I can get that same feeling back that I had when I first wrote it. And that's always a nice thing. So it's a relationship.
I've often wondered how some of the really big name acts manage to do their famous songs over and over and over again. I'm thinking of James Taylor, for example, that I saw, I think, on I don't remember if it was Austin City Limits or one of the shows, probably on PBS. And I've never seen James Taylor live. And it was sort of a fan when I was in high school. And first I was struck by how tall he was, which I hadn't known.
Yes.
Second, I was struck by how old he looked. And then third, I was struck by the fact that he was singing the same songs. I mean, almost all of them that he sang were songs I knew. And given that I was only somewhat of a fan and only owned one album, I thought, it's like he's been doing the same songs for 40 years or something like
that.
Well,
it definitely helps if they're good songs. Mm-hmm. When they're really good songs, it makes it easier, I think, to continue singing them year after
year. But can you imagine singing that song, Not Missing You, 40 years from now?
No, not really. But, you know, I wish that I had that problem to deal with, actually. I wish that were an issue. So, you know, fingers crossed. But I think that you do notice over time that the artist maybe plays it slightly differently, or they do things to mix it up and keep it somewhat fresh for them. And I even remember, I can't think of anything specifically, but I remember going with friends to a concert and they'd be like, oh, they played my favorite song, but they did it like this and that. It wasn't, they wanted to really hear like how it was on the album. And it just doesn't always necessarily happen that way.
Well, let's have another song. Is this a recent one, an older one?
This is another pretty recent one. This is another one from the new CD. This song's kind of a fun one. It's a special song for me. I wrote this really quickly, and it's become, I think, one of my fans' favorite songs. Maybe that's because it is a little out of character for me. But I was really upset one night, and as I said a minute ago, I don't really kick out CDs really quick. It usually takes me a little while to put songs together, and I take a lot of time to mold them. But not this one. This one came quickly, and it's called Don't Be That Girl.
It's hard not to be right. Even with a friend, you feel a fight. Well, we can't help but hear you swoon with all that flipping and primping. Yes, we know you're in the room, but you say you don't need another friend as you fake it with your yes men. Oh, can't you see? It's from the fantasy. Don't be that girl, so insecure, who thinks we all can't see it. Tearing me down, it won't gain you ground. You earn your props, you can't steal them. So don't be that girl. Well, being so vain, it must be weary. Oh, it may be wrong, but here's a theory. Well, pretty is as pretty does. Got to be humble, 'cause we all want to be loved. Oh, but then there is desire, and you need a gaze to feed your fire. It's just a piece, you see, of the fantasy. Don't be that girl, so insecure. Thinks we all can't see it. Tearing me down, it won't gain you ground. You earn your props, you can't steal them. Do do do, ah do 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 do, do 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 do. How did you end up in this fight? Was anything a gift and not a right? Well, you can saunter across the room. They'll tell you what you want and say you came in on a broom. Oh, but you still say you don't need another friend, 'cause it can't be real enough to let anyone in. Oh, can't you see? You strung the fantasy. Don't be that girl, so insecure, who thinks we all can't see it. Tearing me down, it won't gain you ground. You earn your props, you can't steal them. Don't be that girl, so insecure, who thinks we all can't feel it. Don't be that girl. No, don't be that girl. Oh, don't be that girl. Oh, no, don't be that girl. Oh, no, no, no. Do, do.
Don't be that girl. Eva Hunter here on Live and Local. Eva Hunter's band will be at the Castle Theater on Thursday on their local showcase for the month of June, along with the Michael Walk Band and Angelia Mendez. That show starts at 7 o'clock, and the theater is located at 209 East Washington in Bloomington. For more information on the theater, I think I have their website here. At least I thought I had their website here.
It's thecastletheater.com.
thecastletheater.com. So it is. And if you're looking for something to do, what is today? Today's the 27th. Tomorrow, Among the national touring bands who is coming through is one with the wonderful name of Toad the Wet Sprocket, with special guest Graham Colton. That's tomorrow night at the Castle, starting at 8 o'clock. And just looking ahead to see what else they've got coming, since we've talked about them as a venue.
Good ones coming up.
Yeah, Lil Ed and the Blues Imperials. That's on, what is the date? Friday, this Friday, July the 1st. Christopher Pond CD release show is on Saturday. And then on Sunday, Metal Night at the Castle, for those of you who are into metal music. And that's as far as I happen to have printed out. But you can check you can check their site for lots more. You're listening to Live and Local here on FM 90.9. And here at Illinois Public Media, we began a bit ago the countdown to the end of our fiscal year. And today being the 27th, that means today, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, in order to get in the bank the rest of the money we need in order to bring you programs, including this one, starting July 1st. Our fiscal year ends June 30th. Our membership goal has been $2.1 million for this coming year. And as of earlier today, or it was probably more likely the end of yesterday, we were only $88,000 short, which sounds like an enormous amount of money. But when you compare it to $2.1 million and know where we were about a week ago, which was like 200 plus thousand to go, that's some really great progress, and you can help us finish it off. If you would care to write a check, you can mail it to Illinois Public Media, 300 North Goodwin, Urbana, Illinois, 61801. That's 300 North Goodwin in Urbana, 61801. Or it's probably faster and easier if you just want to go online and make your contribution there. It's willpledge.org, willpledge.org. And we do thank you for supporting this and all the programs that we offer here on Illinois Public Media, WYLL FM especially. You know, the beginning of that song with the doo-doos and so on, and at the end, made me a little able to picture this idea of you and your sisters when you were really little singing doo-wop.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's basically what I grew up with from about as long ago as I can remember. My sisters, I have two older sisters, one younger sister, and it's sort of just happened that we were asked by our music teacher at school to do a mother-daughter banquet, and we put together a show. And from there, they were like, well, you have to do this again. And it just led one thing to another, to the point where we were traveling throughout Illinois doing different fairs and festivals, banquets, whatnot. We were called the Hunter Sisters. Mostly did, at least in the beginning years, doo-wop. And then progressed a little bit, and we even had like a special Christmas program that we would do. But that's really how I learned to sing, was through my sisters. And actually, I think they're all better singers than I am. They should have continued in music. I'm the only one that did. But my oldest sister, Gina, still sings with me frequently. She lives in Bloomington, Illinois. And so it's easy for her, too, especially with local shows. And she will be there this Thursday at the Castle Theater to sing along. So I do have it's nice having her around to do some backups. And there's just something about sisters, you know, brothers and sisters, the family thing. Doing harmonies together is a special thing.
Well, I had three brothers and a sister, and we never did the harmony at all. Although everybody at least dabbled in music, however briefly. That was just not something that, but then maybe if it was all sisters, it would have been different. Or all brothers, I don't know, it was pretty close. You said you grew up on that kind of music, meaning that even before you started to sing together, that
was
what you were hearing?
Well, it's definitely what my parents listened to a lot, and so I was influenced by, you know, their record collection. And I think even my oldest sister picked up on some of that music, too, from my parents and kind of passed it on to us. And we had the same – we grew up in a very small town. So our school, we had the same music teacher, all four of us sisters. And so even if I was not singing the same songs as my older sisters were, you know, in high school, while I was in junior high, they all pretty much knew a lot of the songs that I was doing. So we often could sing together. We knew a lot of the same songs from school, and we did lots of camping and stuff like that as kids, as a family. and we entertained ourselves driving driving to and from and going on family vacations by singing.
You sang
working
things,
out harmonies and stuff like that.
So you sang things more sophisticated than 100 bottles of beer on a wall or
something
like that.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I don't know that we've ever done that one.
Do kids even do that anymore?
I don't know.
We certainly did on many, many bus
trips. Bus trips, yes.
But without harmony, so not very sophisticated. What was the small town you grew up in?
I actually was born and raised in a town called Fancy Prairie, Illinois. The look
on
your face.
I haven't heard of that one.
Oh, you wouldn't believe the looks I get when I tell people that's where I grew up. It's north of Springfield, a very, very tiny town.
Does it still exist?
It does still
exist. No offense to those who are in Fancy Prairie, but it's not one that I've run
across. It does still exist. It's near Williamsville, Illinois, Athens, Illinois, which is actually where I went to high school. Athens High, not Athens.
Yes, I learned that somewhere along the way.
As it is spelled, it is Athens. But yeah, that's where I went to high school. So those are kind of the bigger, maybe more known towns nearby. But definitely growing up in Fancy Prairie, Illinois is an experience, and I think definitely shapes you as a person, and therefore I titled my first CD Fancy Prairie.
I was just going to say, that sounds like a great title for a CD, and you obviously beat me to that idea. What, you said you went to ISU. What did you do at ISU? What did you study?
I was a mass communication broadcasting major.
So you're perfectly comfortable on the radio, right?
Not too bad. I didn't do lots of on-air. I was production behind the scenes is where I was most comfortable, actually. But no, I haven't really used that degree since I graduated, so I haven't been in TV or radio since. But definitely was an enjoyable degree to get at ISU, so it was a good experience.
Yeah, I would think it could be a lot of fun. I mean, obviously, I think that there's something fun about
broadcasting. Yes, it was fun.
Especially bringing on folks like you to sing, which prompts me to suggest perhaps we should hear another song.
Would love to do one. I think I'm going to continue here with the songs off the new CD, No Missing Pieces. And this next song is a little more like my normal style. It's kind of a serious song. And this is called Weigh You Down.
On the back of my neck, with all your words and how they were spoken, promises kept, promises broken. And where have you gone? Like a fever dream, with no beginning, no end. Your good mornings came goodbyes, your coffee, your lies, and then you were gone. So come back, face me, don't wait for more. My love to be good for you. But it got tangled, confused, misused, our hearts abused. How can love be so wrong? Just down.
Eva Hunter here on Live and Local, and sitting in the studio with us is Todd Durnell, who actually was the person who told me about Eva first, I believe, when you were here doing talking about an Independent Media Center show. And he just sort of like sucked the air in right after hearing that song, like you'd been holding your breath the whole time or something.
as exasperated as I am after that.
So I have to say, Eva, after listening to the particularly the first and the last song, but maybe even the middle one too, you sound like you've had a challenging love life.
Yes, it definitely sounds that way. You know, I'm a cheery person, really.
Well, you seem to be, and then you open your mouth, and it's like, I'm so bitter about whatever.
You know, I really just like sad songs.
You know, is that what it is?
Most, you know, music that are my favorites. Really, even on a CD of an artist that I like, usually the saddest song on the album will be the one that I like the most. So I don't really know what that's all about, other than. Growing up, maybe because it was a big household and there wasn't a lot of, you know, especially as a teenager, space to have to yourself. I spent a lot of time just with the headphones on, listening to records and, you know, especially being a teenager, those are those harder emotional years, right? So I really fell in love with those kinds of songs. And I don't know if it's just because I think it's somebody can really express something like that, make you really feel it too. It's just really powerful.
So do you draw them from experience or do you make stuff up? Say, well, what if I had this relationship and broke up under these terms and this guy was this way and so on?
It's some of both. Usually there is an element of each song that is coming from an experience. But I also had a co-writer for a little while, so some of my songs I also wrote with someone. So there's definitely, you know, was his input. And some of it, you know, made up, or you just hear a line that you like and think, oh, that would really work, or oh, that conveys something like what I was trying to say, and you kind of put things together. So it's a little bit of both.
You referenced actors earlier, wondering if actors were able, how difficult it might be for them to do, to sort of recreate an experience maybe hadn't had themselves. Have you done any acting?
Not really since high school. Actually, when I was a kid, I really wanted to be an actress more than I wanted to be a musician or a singer. And I don't know if that's because I was doing that as a child, that, you know, it was that, oh, wow, that would be such a cool thing to do, to be an actress, you know. There was always a part of me that wanted to do that. And I don't know what's exactly kept me from it. I almost did theater as a minor in college, kind of at the last minute, did not, basically based on my parents' wishes. But yes, I was getting ready to go to that, Todd. But that would have been very different kind of acting. But no, I actually auditioned the beginning of last year. For a rock opera in Nashville, Tennessee. It's actually an opera that my friend wrote, a band that I toured with years ago. For several years, I toured with this band out of Nashville, Tennessee, and mostly just sang some backups and opened some of their shows. This lead singer, songwriter guy wrote a rock opera, and I went and auditioned and landed one of the lead roles. Unfortunately, that's all been put on hold as they have not raised enough money for it yet.
Yeah, so, common story.
I was really looking forward to that happening earlier this year, I was planning to move to Nashville for a couple months to be there for all the rehearsals and opening, but that's on hold at the moment, so... It was an opera, so it was all music. I would have been doing some acting, but it was, you know, singing, acting. It's just, I think, still kind of different than being a kind of standard actress. But it would have been possibly a doorway into that for me.
Well, you just never know. Maybe when you're on here next, you'll have they'll have raised the money, and you can say, I'm an actress now.
Fingers crossed. I was definitely looking forward to spending some time in Nashville. But
Well, you can still do that, and you have done that, right?
Some. I have not, like, lived there and really, you know, spent a chunk of time just there. It's usually kind of been drive in, spend a day or two, and then drive to the next city, you know, more just on the road kind of thing.
So. What's the farthest you've gone on the road with your own band? Or just by yourself?
I know at one point in time I was somewhere in Alabama with that band, The Floating Men, but on my own I believe it would be Savannah, Georgia, probably the furthest south. That probably was the farthest distance. I did a kind of southern solo tour. I did two of them, actually, one in October of 2010 and March of 2009.
So to book something like that where presumably a lot of the places you were may not have heard who's Eva Hunter, how do you go about that?
Well, I do all my own booking and everything, so I do not have a company or management that's doing that for me, unfortunately. That would be nice to have. So I do it all of myself, and, you know, I would research. Most of the cities I went to, I'd either been there before and, you know, knew of, had performed in a venue there before, so I knew who to contact and where I wanted to go. Some of the places that were, you know, the first time there, I still knew people in the area, so I could ask them, hey, where would be appropriate for me to play? And then just give those people a call, mail them a CD and say, hey, I'm coming through. It actually was quite easy. You know, people, even if they haven't heard of you, they really enjoy having touring musicians come through their town and play and get, you know, a lot of different stuff. I think it's easier for me to book those kinds of shows than it is locally, where you're more known, because they want that new thing to come through town. I think it's just sometimes easier.
Well, I was actually just thinking right before you said that I wondered, when you are an unknown quantity in a place like Georgia, do you get more or fewer people turning up at the house than if you've gone back to a place, or does it really depend?
It completely depends. It depends on that venue, the kind of promotion that they do, the kind of venue that it is, and the promotion that I'm able to do from this far away, or have, you know, friends in the area to help out with. It just really does depend venue to venue.
Well, we'll hear a little bit more from Eva Hunter coming up in just a bit. She's going to be at the Castle Theater with her band, and also on that show, the Michael Walk Band, and Angelia, just forgot her last name, and it's not on this piece of paper, Mendez,
yes.
All going to be at the Castle Theater Thursday night at 7 o'clock in Bloomington, fairly newly restored, old, beautiful-looking theater from the pictures that I've seen. Tonight at 7 o'clock here on FM 90.9 on our evening concert. It's live at the Concertgebouw. Jaap van Zweden conducts the Netherlands Radio Philharmonic Orchestra. Nikolai Luganski is the piano soloist in Tchaikovsky's first piano concerto. And on the program, Prokofiev's Suite from Romeo and Juliet. It's live at the Concertgebouw tonight at 7 o'clock on the FM 90.9 evening concert. And I'll also have coming up in a bit a calendar of some other music and theater events you can go out and see and hear live. And Eva has just changed her guitar again. We've had at least it struck me as the bigger, louder one for the middle two songs. Is that about right?
Sort of.
There's more to it than that, I realize.
They are both Taylor guitars.
Yeah.
So they're made by the same company, but definitely different woods that they're made out of. So they have a different
sound. This
one
you're holding is gorgeous looking.
Thank you.
What is the wood?
This is an old one for me. I think this is a basic Sitka spruce top, but it's got koa sides and back.
What kind of sides?
Koa wood. Oh. And it's got a very warm sound. This one, I think the other one you said was louder. I think it just projects more, whereas this has a rounder, deeper sound to it. I like them both, but this one was one of my first guitars, so I guess this one is special to me.
Well, I'm curious to hear the song that you've decided to use this one for.
Actually, I think I'm going to go back and play you a song off of my Thirsty album, which, let's see, I think I released that in 2005.
That's
Does that sound about right, Todd? Something
that's
like
what
that?
What it says. Yeah.
Hey, all right. Yeah, I'm glad you've got that written down.
I've got something written down here. That's right. Well, I just stole it from somewhere that you probably printed, so...
This is, I chose this song because I think it's another fan favorite, so I'm hoping that your listeners enjoy it as well. This is called Crazy Moon Ride.
Crazy as a good girl gets, trying to figure out what I want to forget. Don't even say that I'm being naive, 'cause I've got your heart and it makes you scream. No excuses for the things I've done. I'm ready to go for a lot more fun. A good night out is one you'll never forget. So let's hook up and see how close we get. I'm as crazy as a good girl gets. I drive you mad, but you just don't quit. Sit back down now, don't you move. The bar's still serving, we got nothing to lose. A glass of moonshine, a bottle of rum. We'll know the time by the rise of the sun. I'll grab your keys, we'll be driving your car. Oh, crazy loving under the stars. Cause it's a perfect night for a full moon ride. Slide right in here by my side. Leave your cares, leave your worries behind. Just hold on tight while the stars collide. Crazy moon ride. I'm as crazy as a good girl.
Crazy Moon Ride. You said that was from your Thirsty CD, but there's also a Crazy Moon Ride CD.
Yes, that's a live album, so I guess I was referring to the studio version of that song. But yes,
okay.
I have a live CD that came out before the Thirsty album. And
2003, it says here.
There you go. See, I've got my years down. yes, we titled the CD Crazy Moon Ride.
And the first one was called Fancy Prairie, as you mentioned earlier, from 2000. Butcher Town. I'm curious about the name of that title.
I'm sorry, what?
Butcher Town is your second one? Is that written
Butchertown.
Right here?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you correctly. Correct. Yeah. Butchertown. I think that actually even came out before Fancy Prairie. No, it didn't. It was another live CD. So I have 5 albums total, 3 being studio CDs and the other 2 are live.
And
live albums.
The most recent one, No Missing Pieces.
Correct.
And the best way to find out more about Eva Hunter right now is through her Facebook page or MySpace page. And just go look for Eva Hunter or Eva Hunter Band, Facebook or MySpace. The website's still a work in progress.
Yes, I'm hopefully very soon going to have a new one up. You can still visit the site, evahunter.com, and it has links to the MySpace and the Facebook, so it will kind of get you to
the
others.
Old Eva Hunter website.
Yes, you can still access it as well. But it kind of has a page there on the front to let you know it is under construction still. but we did put some links on there to some of the more current stuff so that you can get current information. And I use Facebook a lot. I think a lot of musicians these days are. Although they're making it harder these days to use Facebook. So I don't know what's going to happen as far as social media goes now that they're making it harder, but maybe something new is going to come out.
That seemed counterintuitive given how much people use it.
Exactly.
Well, that consider that Eva Hunter's pitch to the Facebook people. Stop,
come on, people.
Stop that.
Come on. Yeah. You're making it hard on us.
Well, you could go out and hear Eva Hunter and her band Thursday night at the Castle Theater in Bloomington along with the Michael Walk Band and Angelia Mendez. Starts at 7 o'clock. For more information, go to thecastletheater.com and to find out not only about the other concerts there, but also if you're involved in other things, whether how you might get a show there or a corporate or public or private event happening there. Quick look at some of the other events you can go and see and hear live in our area. The Decatur Municipal Band, weather permitting, I guess, or maybe they play in the rain, I don't know, is at Central Park in Decatur tonight at 7 o'clock. In Springfield at the Alamo is Jim Suler and Monkey Beat playing blues. Also in Springfield at the Brewhouse, Frank Parker's Jambalaya Jazz Jam. That's at 5:30 this evening. Steve Rodman and friends play folk music at Kickapoo Landing in Oakwood tomorrow evening at 5:30. The Young Park Singers with the Greater Decatur Youth Band are at South Shores Park in Decatur tomorrow evening at 6. Kevin Hart and the Vibe Tribe with David Hoffman are at Miller Park in Bloomington tomorrow evening at 7:30. It's the Nick Schroeder Big Band at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. The ever-changing constant of Indian music, Origin, History, and Evolution. I'm not sure if that's a talk or what it is, but it sounds like it and also sounds interesting at Governor Pfeiffer Courtroom in Bloomington tomorrow evening at 6:30. The Corn Desert Ramblers are at Clark Bar in Champaign tomorrow evening at 6:30. And it's all number 7 at their weekly gig at the Rose Bowl Tavern in downtown Urbana tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. And then Wednesday through Saturday, the final there's two more weeks of performances of the musical Hairspray at the Celebration Company at the Station Theater in Urbana. And I went and saw that show on Saturday, and I have to tell you it's one of the best shows I've seen in this area since I've lived here, which is almost 20 years now. I thought it was fantastic. They're technically sold out. But we didn't have tickets on Saturday, and we got in without any problem. So probably you can, too. I really highly endorse that show, Hairspray. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our show is made possible with support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the series collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available at thecorkscrew.com. This is 90.9 WYNL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR, and Classical Music for Central Illinois. WYNL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. I'm Kevin Kelly for Live and Local. I'll be off tomorrow, back on Wednesday with another live show, I believe, and looking forward to having your company. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9.